If you are a customer of Citibank, then you need to take notice here for a second. The accounts of more than 200,000 Citibank customers were hacked. The problem is that you didn't know it because it happened weeks ago. Joining us now is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Okay, so the headline for me here is that why did it take Citibank so long to notify people that their accounts had been hacked?
Well, what Citigroup has said is that they started taking care of it immediately, that they fixed the problem. And then, you know, the way they started notifying people was when they told them they needed a new credit card. One of the problems here, Celeste, is that there are very low expectations of banks and credit card companies when it comes to hacking. It's like hacking is considered this kind of threat out there that the government thinks that companies can't really deal with. And so there aren't penalties for banks or credit card companies if they don't act right away. There's just very few expectations on what they owe to their customers to do.
And no regulations on how quickly they have to let you know that your
account
has been compromised.
Right, and, you know, there's not a financial penalty for a company if it gets hacked. One of the interesting things, really, too, is that bank and credit card companies have focused their anti-fraud processes on keeping the amount of money that they lose low. So what they're really been focused on is reducing the number of swipes that someone who steals your card can get away with. That's kind of the old world. Remember when someone used to steal your physical card? But we're in a new world now, right, where they get all this data about you online. That is not what these companies are focused on. They are not focused on protecting your data. They're only focused on, for the most part, reducing their losses.
You know, it was interesting in your article. I want to read you a quote here from a security expert that's in the quoted in the Times piece. How the hell would they know that by focusing on that vulnerability, he's talking about putting in a bogus account number and then you get suggested other account numbers, it would default you into new accounts. It would have been hard to prepare for this type of vulnerability. That, along with some other things, make it sound as though they may suspect that somebody inside who understands how the security system works.
Well, you know, what they did actually was these hackers logged in to a customer account. So presumably they signed up as customers into Citigroup's credit cards. And then they went up in the browser, you know, where you type the www.address up at the top. Uh-huh. And they just changed a few numbers and that put them in other accounts. And I have to say, actually, I do this all the time when I'm reading articles, for instance, on websites or looking at documents when I want to find, say I'm looking for a report on a government website and I want to find the report from the prior year. I go up in that and I just change the year. I'm sure you've done that too.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's really that much of genius there.
So that
to
sounds
that.
Like it, that they
sounds
just weren't,
pretty obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, like they just weren't prepared for something that was a relatively simple attack.
And because, see, they always had the assumption that the hackers would come from the outside. It didn't occur to them that they would get a customer account, log in, and then hack other customers.
But the other interesting thing is that you also list there that you now have more than 100,000 hackers out there in these online forums offering for sale account information and people's data.
That's right. This is a huge black marketplace. A lot of these groups are run out of Eastern Europe. And what they do is they sell the numbers and they sell them, and then other groups buy goods with them. And then those groups, with the profits, use Western Union and other companies to bring it back into the U.S. or to wherever they're trying to bring it. I mean, it's a huge marketplace. What they're saying about the Citigroup data is it will be a little more difficult to use because the hackers got the credit card numbers, they got the names, they got the email addresses, but they did not get the expiration date and they didn't get that little special code on the top.
But the way that you deal with that, and that's the oldest trick, really, 10 years now, hackers have been doing this. You take the incomplete information, you send a warning using the logo of Citibank, and you say, hey, we understand you've been hacked. And of course, the media is doing the job for the hacker by reporting that there's this issue. Please, let's confirm your account. We've got your credit card number. Please put in your expiration date and your password, and boom, they have total access to your account. And, you know, the federal government says billions of dollars are lost this way just through regular phishing. Now they've got a leg up because they're already halfway into your account.
You know, it's going to be really hard for people out there to know for sure when they get these emails who they're from. So you're right, that's a problem.
But it seems to me like there's a twofold solution here. The one has to do with preparation, that perhaps they simply need to be better prepared for these kind of, as you described them, relatively simplistic efforts. And the other is that there has to be some regulations that require, if they're going to collect that kind of sensitive data, they have to also protect it. Same way as with privacy.
Absolutely. You know, bank regulators have a lot they could do in this area. And in fact, Sheila Bair, the head of the FDIC last week, was saying she wants to call for new rules on it. They haven't developed so many rules because the internet, you know, once upon a time was this new thing. And this seems like a perplexing thing that companies couldn't, you know, deal with. But now it's time for the internet's mature enough. It's time for there to be real expectations among these banks on protecting our data.
Although, it's funny. You mentioned that prices for customer information have gone down so dramatically. So maybe there'll be so many hackers offering this information at such low prices that eventually it just won't be worth it to hack.
Although what some security experts are saying is that in 2008, there were a huge batch, like 360 million different credit card numbers that got stolen in a big sweep. And there were so many that there wasn't the most data threat. In 2009, 2010, there weren't many data hacks because there were so many credit card numbers out there for sale in these black markets. A lot of those credit cards are starting to expire now because these black markets have been continuing to use many of these, because if they do a transaction here or there, a lot of times people don't notice. And so security experts are saying the threat is likely to be on the rise over the next few years as that big group of credit cards from 2008 expires.
Okay, but if you're a Citibank customer, you'll know by now if your account was one of those hacked.
They're notifying people.
Yeah. Through this last week.
Louis Story, yeah, Wall Street and Finance Reporter.
For, you got hacked? Proud Citibank customer. No, we had to go figure out what was going on with us.
Oh. Louis Story, Wall Street and Finance Reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talking about a recent hacking of the Citibank website in which the accounts of more than 200,000 Citibank customers were hacked into. They managed to get credit card numbers, people's names, and their email addresses. So far, it appears they did not get expiration dates and the security validation code number that you need from the back of the card. Thanks, Louise.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.